Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Kevill-Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So this is the busy kitchen of the Seven Brothers in Sheen. The first stop on our A to Z of London's global food. And over on the kind of 8-hob stove pots that look well used, bubbling away with rich-looking curries of yogurt and chicken, and lifting up
a steam mantu. That's a steamer, yeah?
Steamer, lifting up a well-loved steamer, some mantu, which effectively look like dim sum, the Chinese street food, just nesting and the condensation rising out of the steamer. It's a pretty simple kitchen, but it looks like a well-loved and well-used kitchen.
What's that coming out of the oven, though?
So lamb shank for you guys. We make it with lamb shank. But in Afghanistan, they chop the meat.
Okay.
And then what they do, they will stick all together with the potatoes and the tomato and onion and everything. And they will put it in a pot. You know, the teapot. And they will stick it under the oven clay. Clay ovens.
So it stews or make
it? It's sort of stew, and slowly they stick it in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, and they will serve it around 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. If you go to Afghanistan and ask for China key, they will.
It's a lovely slow.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
So they've just opened up a.
This lamb dish.
Stovetop steamer with what looked like kind of Chinese dim sum.
Wonton, yeah. It comes from the north of Afghanistan, this dish.
What's inside those?
Minced lamb, that's it. And then we'll have yogurt with garlic and dry mint. Then we put yellow split lentil piece, yeah, cooked in tomato sauce. Yeah.
Pure olive oil.
You go to an Afghan party or an Afghan wedding or anything. If this dish is not there, I think something is wrong with the food.
In an Afghan kitchen, who does the cooking, the man or the woman?
Mostly women.
Mostly women.
Mostly women.
So how do you know how to cook?
We learned from our mum. Okay. My mum came here and taught us for 6 months. She taught us everything. I mean, he was a bus driver. I was a cab driver. And
How does this compare to driving a cab?
Different.
Yeah?
Hard.
Longer hours.
Probably. Longer hours, yeah. When we started this business, we started from nothing.
So how long have you been living in England?
Oh, I've been here for the past 15 years.
15.
And my family has been around
10 years.
Nearly 10 years. I don't know if you've seen Kite Runner.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's our story.
Similar story.
My dad, everything. House, cars, businesses, money. We found ourselves in refugee camps. Pakistan, went to India, then to India, went back home to claim our things when Taliban was there, then nothing happened. Then I came here. I think it's been a long journey, but we thank God every day. Every day what we got, where we are. I think if you go to Afghanistan, you will find so many, it's a different story. People doesn't know the reality. Media shows, I don't think so. It's tough, that's why I'm trying to say, in Afghanistan it's tough. But when we're here, we are good, we are healthy, we got everything. So it's fine and great. So hopefully we do something in here that we make something of ourselves and go back and help. And this was our mum's idea. She said, why don't you guys open a restaurant and let our food try to do the talking, that's it.
And people in Afghanistan, they take great pride in
their cooking, oh yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you go to an Afghan house, the most important activity of the day would be eating.
What's the Afghan word for eating?
Non khordan. Non means like food.
Yes.
Khordan means eating.
Okay.
Yeah. If you go to an Afghan family, if they're very poor, and you're the guest, they will do their best to give the best thing they have in the house, because we say guest is the shadow of God.
Hospitality is very important
in Afghanistan. They say in Afghanistan like Mimon Sahi Khudas, like God sent them, like it's, you have to welcome them. Even if you have the worst enemy, that you know this guy, when I go outside they kill me, they knock your door and say I'm the guest, you can't say nothing. You have to feed them, you have to shelter them, give them everything. When they go outside, you are enemy, but when they come to your house, they're the guest.
This is hummus, this is dolmeh, wine leaves, stuffed rice. This is brownie banjan, it's aubergine, fried aubergine cooked with potatoes. herbs, fresh garlic, topped with yogurt, garlic and mint sauce. This is Boroni Cacciolo, similar way of cooking but with potato. This is smoked mashed aubergine cooked with garlic, mixed herb and tomato. This is a varinam.
Oh yeah.
This is a mixture of white and brown wheat that is made in a clay oven.
The main courses have arrived and been well attacked by our group of guests, and Dan has the cleanest plate. So Dan, Afghan food, what do you think?
The lambs, especially that lamb, I can't remember where it is now, but the lamb was absolutely phenomenal, really succulent and kind of well cooked rather than, I don't know, just really amazing, really enjoying it.
Paul, you've spent time in Afghanistan. So how does this compare to ration packs?
Yeah, it's a little bit better than ration packs.
Well, Ted, you have also an Afghan food story. Tell your Gordon Brown story.
Oh, yes, Gordon Brown. Yes, Gordon Brown ate my sandwich. I forgot about that.
In Afghanistan. He came to visit us, and I left my sandwich on the table because we had to go and see him. And when I got back, it had gone. I think Gordon Brown was probably the culprit.
Well, my plate's empty, and I've been bowled over by it. It's not only very filling and rich with the meat, but it's also very clean. It's not much oil in the food at all. I think the personal favourite were the naan too, which are these fantastic dumpling-like creations that I think Al's very kindly about to give me the last one. Spike,
you've been to Afghanistan.
Yep. We didn't eat much like this. I don't think they eat quite this much meat kind of normally. Day-to-day life. We were also there during Ramadan, so didn't eat that much during the day. But the meat here is just absolutely cooked to perfection.
What do you think?
I think if the next 25 restaurants are as good as this one, then by the time we get to Zed, we'll all be the size of Dan. I think the food's been fantastic. The guys have been really welcoming and a very impressive story. And,
a real passion for
food. And it's good to see people who love their job here in Britain but are also still really passionate about their original home country. Definitely comes out in the variety of the food.
That's the Afghan way of cooking. Just simple, not too much we don't make it too complicated. The food looks simple as well, and when you taste it, the taste of pumpkin is there, the taste of garlic is there. You know, whatever food you eat, whatever's in it, you can actually taste it.
It sounds like you know a bit about cooking. Do you cook as well?
Sometimes, yeah. Only to wash dishes.
But you share all the jobs.
We do. We do. All of us. We do the floor, bar, washing dishes, cleaning, customer service, everything. We share all the jobs.
Do you argue much as brothers?
Oh yeah, definitely. When you're working with brothers, of course, argument is there, but it's not there for long. This is the eldest, Ehsan. Second eldest, Sadiq. That's me, Bashir. That's the 40th eldest, Munir. That's Noor. Him. That's Murid. He's the junior chef. And then the youngest one. And tallest of all is Fateh. He came up with the name Seven.